State Dance coverage on Q92 brought to you in part by Ag Plus Cooperative, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, the Dawson Co-op Credit Union, Erickson Chevrolet in Dawson, United Prairie Bank, Madison, Lathrop Farmers Mutual Insurance, T&D Barnwood Rustics, Dawson, Midwest Bank in Dawson, Sowearable Designs in Appleton, Black Barrel Corn and Soybean Growers, Zarbach Funeral Home in Madison, Steve Haas and Seth Haas, your Golden Harvest Seed Dealers, Heartland Eye Clinic, and the Western Guard Newspaper.
And let's head back to the Target Center. Here's Paul Ramo.
Thanks a lot, Mayor, and good afternoon or good evening or not sure when that transfers, afternoon to evening. Paul Ramo here at Target Center, downtown Minneapolis for State Dance. Ken Fransky joins me along with Grace Johnson, and the first round of jazz was completed earlier this afternoon, and we got good news, don't we, Grace?
Yes, the Lacabar Valley Dawson Boyd Shadows have made it on to finals. That was announced around 1:15 today, and they will be dancing here in a little bit, in about an hour. They'll be taking the floor for finals.
And it was close, wasn't it, Ken, with the 12 teams?
It was. I don't think there were any huge surprises coming out of the 12-team prelims. It somewhat went, according to what we saw coming out of sections. Good news, double good news, I guess, for Section 3A. YME advanced to the finals as well. Unfortunately, our third team, Montevideo, didn't make that final six cuts. But, yeah, it's very competitive dancing, and I think we're going to see it again here with the final six as well, too.
And we're also excited because Layla Proust of the Shadows will be singing the national anthem, Grayson. She's right down below us here on the Target Center floor here. Looks like she's going to warm up her before the crowd comes in here a little bit, huh?
Yes, our national anthem will take place at about 5:25. And it's 5:02 now, so she has got a little bit of time. But super exciting for Layla and for the Shadows fans.
And we were talking between things, Grace. Layla has an ankle or a foot injury.
Yep.
Did she ever have the chance to dance at a competition this year before her injury occurred?
Yes, she danced. She actually danced our first competition in Cannon Falls. And then she actually got injured at the second competition in BBE, Dancing Jazz. Yep. She got injured during the jazz dance and kept going. So props to her for that. But then the next day got the bad news that she won't be able to dance the rest of the season.
Well, and did I hear right, Grace, did that injury, I'm replaying things I've heard all year, actually happened while she was dancing? And she probably shouldn't have continued dancing, but as a true athlete and dance, she gutted it out and finished with the rest of her teammates?
Yeah, she is super, super strong girl and dancer. So it didn't surprise me that she kept going, but for the safety of her, she probably should have stopped. But she kept going, and unfortunately, she cannot dance with us this year.
Well, Paul, I remember back in the old days, that's when our coaches would ask, are you hurt or are you injured? And you never said you were injured. You were only hurt.
You're only hurt.
Then you
yep.
could stay in the game.
It's kind of fun watching Layla down there with Coach Wager and Coyle.
Haley
yep. Coyle down there. They're getting set, just practicing with the PA announcer with the mic. And we just heard Layla's voice over the intercom of the PA system here. And she's actually dressed in her Shadow uniform with her boot on.
Yes, I believe it's a Minnesota State High School League rule that if you are an alternate, and that's what she'd classify as not dancing, you have to be in uniform.
Okay.
And we saw that in sections, Paul, with Cammie Miota team. Girl had her appendix out.
Yep.
She dressed, got the makeup on, did her hair,
yep.
and had her uniform on as well, too, at section day.
Emma Verlin.
Yes, Emma, yes.
So jazz finals are going to happen here, and out of the 12 teams, who do we got dancing tonight or performing? With six teams here.
Right, so our final six, in dancing order, not how they scored out in the prelims, will lead off with Frazee Virgus. Then the YME Silhouettes will dance in the second spot. Third spot will be St. Paul Cathedral. Our Shadows got what Grace says is the best spot, spot number four, which will be good because YME, St. Cloud Cathedral, and us are probably the front runners right now. Then in the fifth spot from Southeast is Zimbrota Mazeppa. And then the sixth spot rounds out with the second 1A school in Cannon Falls will be our six finalists dancing. So should be very, very competitive. There's a lot of big powerhouse dance names in there with YME and the Shadows and Cannon Falls and Frazee, and Zimbrota Mazeppa is no stranger to jazz and kick. And obviously, we've mentioned before, St. Cloud Cathedral has been in 2A for a number of years and is down to 1A. And last year, they finished fifth in jazz in 2A.
So
they're no slouch of a program by any means, regardless of school size.
Right. And Grace, you mentioned why did the Shadows draw a good position there, performing in the fourth place out of the six teams?
Yes, as they were announcing finalists, you know, you hear Frazee, Wyoming, and St. Cloud Cathedral, and I said right before this would be a perfect spot for us to dance, just because when you have, you know, those three teams looking to place in the top three back to back to back, the judges are going to base their scores off of one another, and that's what you want.
Okay, so you want to be close to your competition or your who you think you're tied with or whatever.
Yes.
Huh? So.
Well, there's going to be a lot of energy from Section 3A with YME. You know, Cathedral is going to be loud, it looks like, and proud. Then we come in, so the Target Center is going to have a lot of energy. But, Grace, I just want to pick up there a little bit. You said, you know, the judges get to see some of the best competition. So, you know, YME looks good, Cathedral looks good, the Shadows look better. That will stand out in the judges' eyes, you feel?
Yes, absolutely.
Good.
So let's talk, Grace, you know, a little bit about what do the judges look for in a jazz competition, and are they judging?
Yes. Yeah, so for a jazz routine to count as a jazz routine, it needs to be in between 2 minutes and 2:30 seconds. That's the required time. And then you need to have one.
It's got to be minimum of 2 minutes.
Yes, between 2 and 2:30.
2:30. Okay.
Yep. And then for it to count as a jazz dance, you need to have one team leap and one team pirouette, so like a turn. Which at the state tournament, you're gonna find teams that do that and more. So, and then the judges in jazz overall look for technique of turns, of leaps, difficulty of skills, difficulty of those leaps and turns, and then execution, and those two different areas are placement and control and degree of accuracy, and those are more technique things. You know, are they on time, are they hitting things together, and then overall choreography. You got to have good choreography and you got to be able to do it, and then like I said, difficulty, and that is for choreography and combinations. So or what they're doing, you know, makes sense. You know, the turns and leaps, as it all kind of flow together. And then overall routine effectiveness is just kind of overall how it looked.
Okay. So that's what they're judging.
Yes.
I started judging myself the first couple teams in the first round. I quit after team three. That's hard.
It is. It's really difficult. And especially at the state tournament, I wouldn't want to be in the judge's shoes because that is very difficult.
No, 100 points per judge in those five categories with two subcategories, so 800 points total. And Paul, you're just going to have to succumb to my dance dad rules. You judge the music and the outfits.
Okay.
The rest of the skill, leave it to the experts, my friend.
All right, I can do that. And then AAA, we saw Totino Grace. They came out with, I don't know how to explain their uniform. It was just odd. It was almost like a shock value. It was like a house coat that my grandma used to wear.
Yeah.
Can I say that?
Kind of white, almost. Yeah.
And it was very baggy and large.
Yeah.
What did you think of that uniform?
Yeah, I think kind of like the old school music and routines are kind of coming back.
Me.
Between all throughout single A through triple A. So it's really kind of cool to see all those routines, you know, Benny and the Jets, Sartell Dance too.
Yep.
We have more Queen. It's super fun to watch.
That's right. Yeah, we watched the double A and triple A perform here in the last couple hours, and the lower bowl here at Target Center was just about full. I mean, when you got double A and triple A here, we got Lakeview, Eden Prairie. Those are some big schools.
Yep.
So.
Right. Well, it's interesting, Paul, is they alternate sides. Let's say 2A is facing on the nose of the Timberwolf floor. Let's just say that faces east for listeners at home. And then the 3A schools all dance and sit on the west side of the gym. So there's two sets of judges, but they alternate every other 2A, 3A, 2A, 3A. So, you know, with 1A, they're all facing one side of the gymnasium, all the fans, they dance the same direction. So to get it done in a timely fashion is interesting. It really fills the bowl of Target Center up.
Section 3, as we've been mentioning, is one of the toughest, if not the toughest section in state dance. And unfortunately, the Montevideo Thunderhawks are gold dust. I did it again. The Gold Dusters, not able to make it in the final six, but what a season their jazz team had this year, Grace.
Yes, absolutely. And I want to give props to whoever, you know, choreographed that dance. I think it's one of the best jazz dances I've ever seen from them. And that's really super cool that they, you know, earned to make it here to the state floor. And hoping they can do it again next year.
Yeah, the jazz title was Hope.
Yes.
And their song. So, yeah, so congratulations to the Montevideo Gold Dusters in a great season this year. They'll be performing High Kick, too, tomorrow,
correct.
Right?
Correct.
Yep.
Yep.
Okay.
And they look good today. I mean, they look good at sections, you know, to earn the right to come to state, and they were very worthy to be down here at state, but just a little higher competition, you know, edged them out a little bit, but they performed very well, too, I thought.
Okay. Tell you what, let's take a couple-minute break here, a commercial break here, and we'll be back here at Target Center with more State Dance right after these words from our fine sponsors.
Our State Dance coverage from the Target Center brought to you in part by Ag Processing Incorporated in Dawson, Johnson Memorial Health Services Dawson, United Prairie Insurance Agency in Madison, Ludvigson Tiling, Fieldcrest Fertilizer, Black Pearl Mutual Insurance, Madison Dental Clinic, Pyrrhus in Dawson, Boris Crop Insurance, Appleton Area Health, Lee Motor Company, Jenny O Turkey Store, Heather Nursery, Great Plains Natural Gas Company, B. Johnson Electric, Luke Oy and Aaron Tasto at Ridgeview Seeds, your local Beck Seed dealers. Q92's coverage of State Dance Competition from the Target Center with Paul Ramo brought to you in part by Swenson, Nelson & Stiltz Attorneys, Olson Sanitation, Prairie Sun Bank, Appleton, Milan & Marietta, Greg Thole Electric in Madison, Lac Parl Valley High School, Wager Chiropractic, Pioneer Seeds, Dean Martinson, Madison Bottling Company, Jim's Clothing & Sporting Goods, Livestock Systems of Dawson, Larry's Refrigeration & Heating, Madison & Ortonville, Haugen Insurance Agency, Warren Trigestead, Pioneer Seeds, and CCM Health in Montevideo.
Welcome back to Target Center here in Minneapolis for State Dance. We're awaiting the finals of jazz tonight. And, of course, Lac Parl Valley Dawson Boys Shadows will be performing. Final six teams in the state, and also the Yellow Medicine East Silhouettes. And we're excited about that. The fans are in there. They're kind of quiet right now. I don't understand that.
Saving their voices, I suppose.
We got to get the Section 3 chant going.
Right.
That's right. It'll come, Paul. It'll come.
Ken Fransky, Grace Johnson with me here at Target Field, or Target Center. Boy, I messed up today. Target Center. We don't want to be in Target Field because then we'd be really cold.
Not right now.
It'd be a little cold.
And windy, I guess.
Yeah, that put a new perspective on finals, though, Paul.
Right. Grace, let me ask you what you thought of the first round of jazz. How did you think the Shadows did? They did pretty well?
Yes, overall, I think all the teams performed very well. I think it definitely wasn't our best performance, but I think that's good because we leave room for improvement going into finals and, you know, gaining more points. So I think that is something to really look forward to for us and our fellow competitor from Section 3A, YME.
Okay. And St. Cloud Cathedral, they did very well, too, in their first round.
Yeah, I think, you know, the scoring shows they probably were the favorite coming out of prelims, but you know what? That's done and gone. It's a clean slate in the finals.
I was going to ask you that. They start all over now?
Yep.
The scores are eliminated, so, I mean, the judges may be the same. We're not 100% sure if it's the same judges we had in the prelims to the final, but it doesn't matter. Everybody's score is erased. Everybody's 0-0-0-0-0. And I think I agree with Grace 100%. I thought our section performance was a little tighter, a little crisper. Seen it for the first time live. And I think Grace is right. We've got our best dance left in us.
Yes.
And maybe St. Cloud Cathedral had their best dance in prelims. So maybe they showed their best and they don't have a little bit of wiggle room to impress the judges with the wow factor here in finals.
Grace, you've been down on the Target Center floor for the last 6 years. Well, in Dyna floor last year because of COVID. But what are the girls going through right now underneath in the tunnel down there? What? Talk about their feelings and their emotions.
Oh, I think after prelims and after you get all those, like, first nerves and jitters out, after that, it's just the best feeling when you're down there. It's super bright, super loud, and it's just an indescribable feeling just because it's so exciting, and it's a feeling that you never want to go away, and it ends too soon, unfortunately.
Yeah, it goes fast,
doesn't
it? It
does.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's talk a little bit about the team. Grace, you know them better than Ken and I. Why don't you talk about who's on this jazz team? Maybe talk a little bit about their personality, how long maybe they've been dancing, or whatever you can tell us about them.
Nicknames are always good. Yeah.
I'll start off with our freshmen dancing today. We have Addie Tufto from Dawson Boyd, and then we have Hannah Oy from Lockwell Valley. And I never got the privilege of dancing with Addie, but I did get to dance with Hannah last year on High Kick. But they are overall around great girls, great dancers as well. And I'm sad I never did get to dance with them together, but overall, amazing, amazing girls.
What grades Addie in?
Addie and Hannah are both freshmen.
Oh, both freshmen,
yes.
Okay.
Next, we have our sophomores, Grace Bosick, Atiana Specht, and Isabella Jelly. Her nickname is Izzy.
Isabella Jelly.
Isabella Jelly, yes. Her nickname is Izzy.
That's a little easier.
Yes. I think I danced with Atiana. I think that's it. Out of the sophomores, that's the only people I got to dance with last year on Kick.
Right. Grace Bosick, of course, is an outstanding golfer as well as
a dancer. Absolutely, yes. Same with, I'll mention in a little bit, Isabella Jacobs, the junior also. And it just goes to show Section 3A is, overall in sports, just amazing. These girls can do anything.
Right.
Yes, and so for juniors, we have a large group of juniors. We have Annika Fernholz, Isabella Jacobs, Peyton Moe, and Emily Torstensen. I got the privilege of dancing with all of these girls and winning state championships in jazz and high kick with both of them. They are just the core of this program. They are well, known of the Target Center floor and, what taking the blue feels like. Annika, Peyton, and Emily were a part of our first state championships, and they were only in eighth grade. So that puts it into perspective of these girls have so much, knowledge of dance and so much
passion?
Yes.
Passion, excitement.
Yes, they
power.
Are amazing girls, and it's awesome to see them today.
So how did the jazz routine come to be, the choreography? Who does that?
So in the fall, end of October, like MEA break time, you get to pick one-third of your team for jazz and high kick for choreography, and you take those girls and you bring them together to get choreography ideas. It's things that you've seen from other teams and online, and you kind of just piece it all together. And
so you sit down in the room and talk.
Yes, basically, okay. And you usually go to the high school, either high schools, and you just try things out. You have the girls, try turn sets and kick sets and everything to try to piece things together. And a lot of the times things don't work, and you don't really find that out until practice starts and you get everybody together. But eventually it all comes together very well, and takes some trial and error.
So you got to be creative.
Absolutely.
Your creative juices have to be going, huh?
Yes.
All right, any more? Any other?
Yes, and we have our lone senior, Riley Sawatsky, who is dancing. We also have Layla Poos. Like we talked about earlier, injured, not being able to dance. But Riley Sawatsky, I got so much love for that girl. She is just a spitfire. She brings so much energy and love and passion for this team, and it definitely doesn't go unshown.
I remember her when she was young on the team, and she's a senior already. That's how fast things go.
Absolutely.
So Grace, there still is the mascot that's a goat.
Yeah.
Did that start with Riley, or was that before Riley?
Yes, I believe that started Riley's freshman year. That's the year we placed 2-2 here at State. And, yeah, that started with Radisson Olympics.
And there
what was this now, a mascot what now?
The goat, the stuff like animal goat. And
okay.
If I remember right, there was some like goat yodeling or something, and Riley won that, or maybe that was part of the Olympics you can't talk about as an alumni or something, but it turned into the team mascot, this little stuffed goat. Yeah.
Yeah, and it's kind of just been, our team mascot and symbol, goat.
Okay, we're a few minutes away from the national anthem that Layla Poost, a shadow, she's walking to the podium here, or to the PA announcer, and we're going to carry the national anthem, and a great honor for the Rockefeller Valley Dawson Boyd Shadow, Layla Poost. She has a beautiful voice. We've heard her sing before, right?
Yeah, she performed the national anthem along with Riley Sawatsky at our home competition in the beginning of January, and it was absolutely beautiful.
Well, what else is wonderful is not just Layla gets to come out, the entire jazz team is coming out, coaches and athletes as well, too, which that really makes it extra special, in my opinion, too, that the whole team's going to be there to support her.
That's right, and what's good about it is that she wasn't able to perform this year, but to be able to sing the national anthem in front of this large crowd here at Target Center has to be something special for Layla. Do you sing, Ken?
Only in the shower and in the vehicle when I'm alone driving, yes. But I've been reprimanded in other places, Paul.
Do you sing, Grace?
I
think you do.
No! You don't want to hear me.
Okay. All right. They're lined up here. And, it's kind of a neat scene out here at Target Center right now with Layla grabbing the microphone, standing on the Target Center logo on the gym floor here. In her uniform, in her boot, and the Jazz team is standing right behind her. Where are the Lacapaw Valley Dawson Boyd fans over here?
Yes, they're okay. To our left today, okay. Instead of right in front of us like this morning.
Yeah, they jumped two sections over from 130, skipped over 131, and they're to kind of the top half of section 132, which we would like them to be closer to the floor, wouldn't we, Grace?
Yes, I think that's easier for cheering-wise for the girls to be able to hear us, but it is a better view for watching purposes, I suppose.
Right. Feel the energy of the alumni and the fans, the moms, the dads.
Yes.
So we do expect all the fans listening to KLQP or streaming online to scream back at their radio and television sets because the girls will feel it here.
Definitely.
150 miles west or east of the Twin Cities.
Right, right. We'll introduce the Yellow Medicine East Silhouettes Jazz Team 2 here after the national anthem. They're going to be, why don't you go through the order for the Jazz here, Ken or Grace? Who's going to dance here, the order?
Yep, so when we kick off here at about 5:30, leading off the first team will be Frazee Vergas. That'll be followed up in the two spot by Yellow Medicine East. Number 3 will be St. Cloud Cathedral. Number 4 will be our hometown Shadows. The fifth spot will be Zimbrota Mazeppa, and rounding out the final 6 will be Cannon Falls. We do know, Paul, in 2 and 3A, the 2A finalists in dancing order, Holy Family Catholic, which finished 3rd in Jazz in single A last year. Dancing 2nd is Sauk Rapids Rice. Dancing 3rd is Benilde St. Margaret's. In the 4th spot is Mounds West Tonka. 5th is Totino Grace. And rounding out the 6th in 2AA is Orno. And in the AAA class, Sartell leads it off, followed by Eastview, then Wayzata, which those are 3 powerhouse programs. Then 4th is Edina, 5th is Brainerd from up north, and rounding out the 3A is Maple Grove, which will there'll be a break after single A awards. Then the 2A and 3A schools will come back in, kind of like the prelims.
I've been covering dance since 2001, and we talked about this off the air a little bit as we're waiting Layla Poos to sing the national anthem here. Grace, how dance has evolved since 2001. You watch your routines when your mom was first coach and what the routines are. It's like night and day, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. You know, way back then, it also used to be called jazz funk. It wasn't just jazz. So it used to be a little bit more, you know.
Hip-hop?
Upbeat, yeah. Okay. It's a lot different than what we're seeing today, you know, more lyrical, you know, emotional kind of dances.
Mm-hmm.
Is that when hair was long, Paul, and girls wore leg warmers when they danced? Do you remember?
I don't know. All right, here we go. We're going to turn the volume up. Hopefully we can catch Layla. So here's Layla Poos about to sing the national anthem representing the Shadows here at Target Center.
Ladies and gentlemen, stand and face the flag as we honor America with the singing of our national anthem. Singing the anthem, representing the Uncle Carl Brother, Johnson Ford.
Oh,
She sang at the Super Bowl I watched last Sunday, but they ain't got nothing on this girl.
Oh, absolutely beautiful.
Way to go, Layla.
Beautiful. Good way to start the finals for Class A.
Absolutely.
And she gets a fist pump from Riley Sawatsky. Nice job, Layla Poost. She's going to sing the national anthem tomorrow during high kick competition as well. So as we wrap up our first part here, Shadows, of course, will dance forth, and the competition is to begin. It's going to go fast, isn't it, Grace?
Oh, absolutely. Even watching today in prelims, the 12 teams went by super fast. So cut that in half, and it's going to go by even faster.
All right. Ken? Grace?
Yes.
Let's go Shadows.
Let's go Shadows. Bring the energy at home for them. We're going to have plenty of energy here in Target Center with the two Section 3A finals, YME and our Lac Parr Valley Dawson Boyd Shadows. So, hey, don't go to the fridge, because this thing will be done and over in about 25 minutes probably, so you don't want to miss it.
All right, we'll be back on the air around 6 o'clock or so, and we'll see who's going to win a state championship in jazz here.
Absolutely.
And so we'll turn it back to you at the studios. Mayor Paul Ramo here reporting from Target Center here in Minneapolis.
Q92's coverage of state dance competition from the Target Center with Paul Ramo, brought to you in part by Swenson, Nelson, and Stilts Attorneys, Olson Sanitation, Prairie Sun Bank, Appleton, Milan, and Marietta, Greg Thole Electric in Madison, Lac Parr Valley High School, Wager Chiropractic, Pioneer Seeds, Dean Martinson, Madison Bottling Company, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Livestock Systems in Dawson, Larry's Refrigeration and Heating, Madison and Ortonville, Haugen Insurance Agency, Warren Trigestead, Pioneer Seeds, and CCM Health in Montevideo. Our state dance coverage from the Target Center, brought to you in part by Ag Processing Incorporated in Dawson, Johnson Memorial Health Services Dawson, United Prairie Insurance Agency in Madison, Ludvigson Tiling, Fieldcrest Fertilizer, Lac Parr Mutual Insurance, Madison Dental Clinic, Pyrrhus in Dawson, Boris Crop Insurance, Appleton Area Health, Lee Motor Company, Jenny O Turkey Store, Heather Nursery, Great Plains Natural Gas Company, B. Johnson Electric, Luke Oy, and Aaron Tasto at Ridgeview Seeds, your local Beck Seed dealers. State dance coverage on Q92 brought to you in part by Ag Plus Cooperative, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, the Dawson Co-op Credit Union, Erickson Chevrolet in Dawson, United Prairie Bank, Madison, Lathrop Farmers Mutual Insurance, T&D Barnwood Rustics, Dawson, Midwest Bank in Dawson, Sawarable Designs in Appleton, Lac Parr Corn and Soybean Growers, Zarbach Funeral Home in Madison, Steve Haas and Seth Haas, your Golden Harvest Seed Dealers, Heartland Eye Clinic, and the Western Guard Newspaper. The Madison Chiropractic Center is open Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., Tuesday and Thursday, 8 to noon. Dr. Clint Bond offers the latest in chiropractic care. Call for an appointment, 320-598-3089. That's 320-598-3089 for the Madison Chiropractic Center. There's no need to travel far for professional chiropractic treatment. You'll find it right downtown Madison, Minnesota. See Dr. Clint Bond at the Madison Chiropractic Center, 508 West 4th Street, just east of Madison City Hall.
The time is 5:30 at KLQP, Madison Dawson, 92.1 FM. You're listening to Q92, KLQP, Madison Dawson. We're at 92.1 FM. Time for news and an update on the weather.